You started learning music from a very young age, 5 years old. Vous avez commencé à apprendre la musique à partir de 5 ans, non?
Right. It was 5 years old when I started. And basically it was the interest of my parents, more to say my mother, because who wanted me to learn to invest my time in some good co-curricular activities beside my studying, because I also used to study in a very reputed school in my city.
Oui, j'ai commencé la musique à l'âge de 5 ans, car mes parents voulaient que j'exerce une autre activité que l'école. Et c'était surtout ma mère qui a voulu que je fasse de la musique.
Because you come from Calcutta?
Yes, that's true. Every family like to send their children in a reputed school so that their educational background is very strong and firm. And it is very important in India.
Oui, je viens de Calcutta. Et c'est très important d'étudier dans une bonne école et de faire aussi d'autres activités.
You became a classically trained vocalist, singer. Yeah. How did you get to that point?
Comment vous êtes devenu un chanteur dans la musique classique indienne?
Well, it's not that from 5 years I was only studying classical, because I was also studying a lot of other Bengali songs of Rabindranath Tagore. He is quite well known everywhere in the world. And also some small compositions in Indian classical music, compositions from other composers in India, good composers. But my real passion for Indian classical music solely came when I was almost 13 or 14 years. Cannot explain how it came. When I started listening, and because it needs a little maturity to understand that music for sure. As a child, you will not be able to understand. If you don't belong to a family which is singing classical music for a long time, because I didn't belong to that kind of a family. My father was a photographer from Archaeological Survey of India, and my mother invested all her life in taking care of us. And then my brother is an engineer right now. It's like this. I have a very kind of a mixed family. It's not that I was only staying with Indian classical music. But when a little age, I was in my teenage, I started to listen a lot of music. I felt this Indian classical music has got something extra in it, saying so little things. I mean, lyrics is very little. I mean, it doesn't have a very big song. But with only 5-6 lines, how they can really show the emotion of a person so nicely through the melody and all that. It really gave me a nice, feeling inside me. And I thought, I should invest my time when I'm doing music. I should properly sing this music.
Quand j'ai commencé la musique, j'ai pas commencé directement avec le classique. J'ai commencé avec des chansons venues du Bengale, entre autres de l'artiste Rabindranath Tagore, donc qui est très connu dans le monde entier. Et c'est seulement à 13 ou 14 ans que j'ai commencé à m'intéresser vraiment au classique, car j'estime qu'on a besoin de maturité pour étudier cette musique. Mes parents n'avaient jamais étudié la musique, car mon père était photographe, ma mère était mère au foyer, mon frère était ingénieur. Donc voilà, ce qui me plaît dans cette musique, c'est qu'il n'y a pas beaucoup de paroles. Et puis j'ai décidé donc par la suite vraiment de m'y intéresser et d'en faire ma propre musique.
For our listeners who don't exactly know, what is Indian classical music, your definition of it?
Quelle est votre définition de la musique classique indienne, en fait?
Indian classical music, a music that is really coming from ages.
Okay,
that's actually is classical.
And passed down the generations?
Passed down from generation to generation. And it's such a music which you cannot document 100%. Okay. You can maybe document a composition. You can write some notation of the composition. Maybe you can write the ascending and descending of the raga, how the note is moving up, how the move is noting down. Or you can also write some phrases that if you follow these lines, you can establish this raga. But exactly how? You need to really sit in front of a good teacher, a good guru that we say. And you have to listen from him or her, how he is explaining the thing, how he is singing the thing. Only then you can understand it and you can sing it properly. So we call it Guru Mukhi Vidya. Guru Mukhi means from the mouth of the teacher.
Oh, okay.
It transfers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Vidya means the knowledge. So Guru Mukhi Vidya. This is.
And it's always done like that? That's how you learn it?
Yes, yes.
La musique classique indienne est une musique ancestrale qui traverse les générations. Et pour la connaître et pour l'apprendre, il faut obligatoirement passer par un professeur, par un gourou. Et il y a une expression qui existe en Inde pour dire qu'elle doit sortir de la bouche du professeur.
Okay, but you don't only just sing, you also play some instruments.
Vous jouez aussi des instruments, vous faites pas que des chansons en fait.
Oh, well, playing a lot of instruments was always my hobby. I have always tried my hands on whatever instrument I get in front of me. And I like to play sometimes the keyboard, the guitar, tabla for sure, harmonium we always have been playing. And tanpura is a very good supporting instrument for us when we sing, when we practice, or we also use that in concerts as well. Swarmandal is another my favorite instrument, which I always take when I'm singing. So things are like this. And even if I get a sitar or sarod in front of me, I always try to move my fingers on them. Maybe I'm playing bad, but I try to, because this is my hobby, to try my
To
hands on
try
any
whatever.
instrument I get in front of me.
J'ai toujours joué de plusieurs instruments, car ça a toujours fait partie de mes loisirs. Je joue entre autres du clavier, de la guitare, du tabla, de la sitar, de l'harmonica, mais surtout du tambourin. C'est l'instrument qui m'accompagne pendant que je chante. Dès que je vois un instrument où je peux poser mes mains dessus, ça m'intéresse d'en jouer, même si je joue modestement de chaque instrument.
A bit like Prince, who played, I don't know how many instruments, he played about 20 instruments, I think, as well.
Un peu comme Prince alors, qui jouait à peu près 20 instruments quand même. Hein.
You talked about it a bit earlier. Your speciality is raga music.
Yes.
What is this exactly?
Vous avez parlé tout à l'heure. Votre spécialité, en fait, c'est la musique raga. Qu'est-ce que c'est exactement?
Well, raga is actually a disciplined movement of notes. For example, we all know we have these 12 notes like everywhere in the world. But in order to form an raga, you need minimum 5 notes. Less than
Okay.
5 notes, if you take, means minimum pentatones you got to have. Otherwise, you cannot form an raga. And you got to have a kind of ascending, which will be specified for you. This will be the ascending. For example, this will be specified. Then you have ragmalkas. To explain a little more, pentatonic for quite common thing. And with these 5 notes, you can form at least 4 ragas just by changing the lines. For example, da sa re re ga re sa da sa. I'm not sounding good right now, maybe.
Oh, you are,
So
you are. I can hear
pa
you.
re ga re da da pa da sa. It will
Okay.
land up in a rag called Bhupali.
Okay, yeah, I
Just
see.
by changing the little mood. Da ra na 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 ra na 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 na. The mood is changed here. It became another rag called Deshkar. And things move like this.
Okay,
Then
it's
another
very
rag called Pahari
beautiful.
comes in this scale. Another rag called Sud Kalyan comes in this scale. So this point I felt is really very interesting in Indian classical music.
C'est une manière de construire une mélodie. Nous savons tous qu'il y a dans la gamme, dans le monde entier, 12 notes pour construire un raga. Nous avons besoin minimum de 5 notes. Et en faisant plusieurs combinaisons différentes, montantes ou descendantes, nous pouvons construire 4 ragas différents. Et c'est pour cela que je me suis intéressé au raga qui fait partie de la musique classique indienne.
Obviously, we can't speak Indian, so we don't know what you sing about. What are the songs about?
C'est quoi les sujets du chanson?
Well, every emotion that a person carries within his heart,
D'accord.
the composition we call bandish. Bandish means staying in a discipline
Okay.
within a composition. That composition is not too long at times. In khayal, it is always like 4 or 5 lines. That's enough. They speak about maybe some matter of sorrow, matter of joy, seasons, spring, monsoon.
Winter, as we have
Yes. So
today.
every composition is related with
Okay.
either nature, either human emotions.
Toutes les émotions que quelqu'un peut porter dans son cœur. Les compositions sont généralement assez courtes. Il suffit pour composer une chanson juste de 4 ou 5 lignes. Et ça transmet la joie, la tristesse, les saisons, la nature, toutes les émotions humaines aussi.
Perfect. You're already very well known in India. And as you said to me earlier, this is your ninth visit to Europe
Yes,
now.
yes.
And you were down in Umbrian this weekend. How was it?
Vous êtes très connu déjà en Inde. C'est votre 9e visite en Europe quand même. Et vous étiez en concert ce week-end à Umbrian. Comment c'était?
Well, in Imbro, I felt if we had some paradise on earth, Imbro and Briançon, these places are very close to that,
It's
I
very
guess.
beautiful,
I
isn't
haven't seen
it?
paradise, but when I landed on Briançon, I felt I landed on paradise actually.
Si on avait un paradis sur la terre, ça serait Embrun et Briançon. Je ne suis jamais allé au paradis, mais si je dois croire à un paradis, eh bien c'est ici.
How do we see your music? Did your music go down well here? Was it well received?
Et votre musique, c'était bien reçu ici parce que pour nous c'est un peu différent.
Yes, I mean it was very well received. I mean we also have an audience and she
exactly.
was one of the organizers.
We'll just ask her. So, what did you think? What did you think of the concert this weekend?
Que pensez-vous en fait du concert ce week-end parce que vous étiez sur place?
It was really very very joyful and beautiful. And we didn't expect to have so many people as actually we had. And many of them didn't know about Indian music. And they came for discovering because they don't. So they really, we had a very big article in the newspaper also. It was useful also because he explained nicely what it was. And the people, they came and they were curious and they just sat and listened till the end.
And wanted to discover.
Yeah, and then it just did. And after the concert was finished, they were just sitting there.
Okay.
They didn't even
they
get
didn't
up.
Go.
They didn't get up. They just sat
yeah.
and then...
Oui, c'était très très beau, c'était très joyeux. On n'attendait pas autant de personnes parce que c'était complet, on avait beaucoup de monde. On avait aussi un article dans le journal qui nous a beaucoup aidé. Les gens, en fait, ils sont venus pour découvrir, partager. Et même à la fin du concert, ils sont restés sur place, ils n'ont pas bougé. C'était un vrai échange, c'était vraiment joyeux. On était très fiers de ce partage.
After they started to talk, I said, wow,
okay. It
was something nice. And well, some people came again for the workshop next day because for them it was...
Exactly, which we're going to talk about because you also do workshops. You did 2 days of workshops or 1 day?
Yeah. 2 days.
And what do you kind of teach in your workshop? Or what?
Vous n'avez pas fait que le concert, vous avez fait aussi des ateliers. Et qu'est-ce que vous partagez dans ces ateliers, en fait?
Workshop in this subject is very important because to connect the people, we need to make them understand what we are doing. And if the people understand once what we are doing, they're really enjoying it. At times, people fail to understand due to the language. That's the one point. And then they feel what they're doing with one melody, they're going on and one, some rhythm is going on. But it's not like that. You just have to understand the music a little bit, what is happening inside. For that, I felt workshop is very important. So I told that there should be a workshop with the concert, not only with the... So it will be more interesting for the people.
Exactly. Yeah.
And in instrument, what happened? People enjoy the tune. But in vocal music, since we are talking, people would love to know what we are talking.
Exactly,
and so
when
I'm singing, whatever lyrics I'm saying, people will really love to know what is the meaning of the thing that he's singing. What is there? And if they fail to understand that, then they'll not be happy. So whenever I'm singing, I'm asking someone who is proper in translating it in French. I'm asking them, please translate the lyrics before I start my recital. And when they understand it and they get the feel from it and I start singing, I see a wonderful glow in their face as if they're getting connected with me. We start with very slow things.
Okay.
Very slowly we start with the performance. Slowly we get into speed and all that. And when those things comes in the medium tempo or in the high tempo, I feel as if they are also bouncing in the rhythm with me. And which generally you can find in concerts in rock music that people are bouncing. But when the same thing I sometimes find... In classical music, I really find myself blessed to have learned this music, to have stayed with this music, and I will try to develop myself also on it every day so that I can produce much more better music every day till the last day I live.
Yeah.
Moi, je trouve que c'est très important de faire des ateliers à côté pour que les gens vraiment comprennent notre musique, comment elle est construite. Durant ces ateliers, il y a un traducteur avec nous qui traduit les paroles pour que les gens comprennent mieux notre musique, comme ça pour mieux profiter par la suite de notre concert. Au bout d'un certain moment, j'aperçois une aura autour des personnes quand ils arrivent vraiment à bien comprendre notre musique et c'est important justement de se partager avec les gens et ce qui me permet justement en partageant avec les gens comme ça de m'améliorer et de progresser dans ma musique pour être toujours meilleur.
And so you're on tour, effectively. Where are you going next?
Vous êtes en tournée. C'est où les prochains concerts?
Well, I'm traveling to Italy next,
okay,
in Milan, and then
probably... Not too far from here?
No, not too far from
just
here.
Just over the hill?
Yes,
yep.
Just over the hill to Milano.
Yeah,
then
okay.
From there, I'll also travel to Florence.
Mm-hmm.
We're also having a seminar kind of a thing there, where we'll be... Actually, I like to spread this music. When I come to Europe, my only motto is that, so that this good music should reach in the ears of every music lover.
Exactly.
On va jouer à Milan, à Florence, où on fera un séminaire. Et j'aime bien propager ma musique pour qu'elle se fasse connaître de partout.
And do you have, if people want to listen to you, do you have a Facebook page or a website?
Si les gens veulent vous entendre, ou vous écouter plutôt, vous avez un site web ou un Facebook?
Yeah, my website is www.shupriyodatta.com. It's like SupriyoDutta.com. And in Facebook, you can find me. It's very easy. Just www.facebook.com/SupriyoDutta.
Mon site web, c'est www.supriyo.dutta, donc c'est mon nom, Supriyo, SupriyoDutta.com. Et j'ai un Facebook aussi, c'est vous tapez directement mon nom, Supriyo Dutta, et vous tombez sur mon Facebook.
Okay,
well, it's very simple.
That's perfect. Thank you very much for coming and seeing us.
Yeah.
I hope you can come back soon one day and visit us
again.
You're very welcome to come to us at the radio.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Thank you very much. Music is all about. I mean, I listened them for the first time, and just by catching few notes, the knowledge that I have acquired in this music helped me to come within any sort of swimming pool I get to swim.
But it went nicely together. I liked it. It was very nice.
Anyway, wonderful players.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much.
Merci beaucoup.